Kurdish liberation. Under the flimsy guise of fighting extremism, the increasingly dictatorial Turkish regime of President Erdogan has embarked on another brutal invasion of northern Syria. Its real purpose is to smash the aspirations of the Kurdish people for self-determination. Cynically, Erdogan's offensive has the blessing of Vladimir Putin, who hopes to secure strategic military bases after Turkey's military forces drive out the Kurdish YPG militia from the area. Should anyone forget, it was only just over 2 years ago that Putin's regime threatened the Turkish state with military retaliation following the downing of a Russian jet fighter. Yet within weeks of the incident, Erdogan and Putin had a public rapprochement. Equally cynical has been US imperialism's support for the YPG as a proxy militia to fight ISIS. Faced with the choice of supporting the YPG or Turkey in this latest conflict, Trump's administration has made it clear it will side with its NATO ally Turkey, reportedly turning down YPG requests for new arms supplies. As the Socialist Party has repeatedly warned, US imperialism has a history of betraying Kurdish groups. It was George Bush Sr. who, in 1991, encouraged Iraqi Kurds to rise up against Saddam Hussein, only to later abandon them, in order to preserve US geopolitical ambitions. The overarching conclusion is that the Kurdish people cannot rely on the world powers and their regional allies to achieve national self-determination. Only by forging genuine alliances and unity between all the workers and oppressed peoples of the region, and fighting for a program of democratic rights and fundamental social change, can such a desire be achieved. David Simmons, Leytonstone, East London.